The record industry calls them a form of piracy, but to hip-hop fans, mixtapes and CDs are one of the only ways to keep up with new sounds and artists. Mixes are compilations of well-known and unknown performers, and as John Kalish reports from New York City, they've been around since the beginning of hip-hop.
When mixtapes first came out, they actually were tapes, cassettes made by nightclub DJs who recorded their sets as they played requests and did dedications, then sold the tapes to clubgoers at the end of the night. Justo Faison is a former DJ and record promoter.
The DJs in the club used to record the night, and people used to come up and ask for shout-outs. People used to want those tapes to bring the night home. So the DJs are charging $20, $25 for that.
Today, they sell for about $5 or $10 on websites from street vendors and mom-and-pop stores. On a major crosstown street in Manhattan, a plexiglass display of mixtape CD covers hangs beside the doorway into a store the size of a broom closet. A young man in his 20s checks out the display and notices CDs by his favorite mixtape DJ.
Big Mike. Nobody can mess with Big Mike. He the man right now. K-Slate passing the torch to him, man. That's when I just got came out, get the money.
A 30-year-old from southern New Jersey who calls himself DJ Do-It-All says he can actually make a living selling CDs to stores like this one. He also says his mixtapes have landed him jobs DJing at clubs and parties.
I usually try to put something out once a month, try to stay consistent, keep my name out there. And I usually do my creative special remixes that you only hear on my CDs, you know what I'm saying? I call it Do-It-All remixes. Plus I have like new music, unreleased music that, you know, it's out before anybody else has it.
Yeah, DJ Do-It-All, R&B Blends, Part 17, New Jersey Drive, Part 2.
DJ Do-It-All has made a name for himself with blends, mixes of new beats with well-known R&B recordings.
Shout out to my man, Ken Marshall. My man, Big D.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Baby, you're the one for me.
Thanks to digital technology and inexpensive home recording equipment, mixtape DJs are adept at taking a tune and remixing it by adding percussion tracks, freestyle raps, samples, and new rhymes.
Chocolate City. Death Jam, huh? Okay. Jay Funk. Come on. Horns. Bass.
Mixtapes are probably a little bit like laws and sausages, where it's probably better if you don't know exactly how they're made.
Khalifa Sena is a pop critic with the New York Times and an avid collector of mixtapes. He says a song that's popular with hip-hop fans can travel like wildfire down the street in much the same way that folk songs are altered over the years, with different singers adding new verses to the same melody. With mixtapes, it can happen in days.
If you have a hot song, you know, someone else will want to jump on it and do a remix of that hot song. Maybe someone else will add a new beat. Someone else will do it again with a new verse. Someone will go in the studio and record a song sort of inspired by that hot song, but it's slightly different.
A lot of this is illegal, according to the Recording Industry Association of America. In a prepared statement, the association said using pre-released songs on mixtapes without the permission of record companies can be a violation of copyright law. The RIAA has tried to stop the flow of mixtapes by cracking down on the CD duplication houses that mass-produce them and the small stores that sell them. While that may be the official industry position, today a number of labels actually give new tracks by their artists to mixtape DJs as a way of test marketing them. Jeff Mao is a TV producer and writes about hip-hop for a number of magazines.
I think that the record labels have taken a pretty pragmatic attitude toward mixtapes because it really is a source of promotion for their artists.
Numerous requests for interviews with executives at three major rap labels, Shady Goliath, Def Jam, and Jive Records, went unanswered. But Kevin Gibbs, the head of urban promotions for New York-based TVT Records, says the labels respect the ability of mixtape DJs to break records on the street.
What they gravitate to essentially becomes the next hit record. So we're good for them and they're good for us.
On the record, most DJs will say their CDs are audio calling cards, ways of getting their names around and landing jobs. So most mixtape CDs have not for resale printed on them. 25-year-old Jay Fair, a DJ from White Plains, New York, says he gives his mixtapes to business associates who distribute them for him.
My stuff is for promotional use, so I don't know what they do with it after, you know, I give it to them.
You'll never, ever, ever hear anybody involved in mixtapes in the mixtape industry talk about sales figures or any kind of numbers.
While hip-hop journalist Jeff Mao says that money is just not a topic of conversation, one mixtape DJ has claimed that a popular mixtape can sell up to 60,000 copies. And the organizers of the recent mixtape awards say that 40,000 hip-hop fans voted for their favorite CDs and DJs. The bottom line is there's a steady stream of new mixtapes, and, says New York Times pop critic Kella Facenna, just as many fans happy to buy them.
Hip-hop has been really good at cultivating and rewarding this complete kind of fanatical mindset. It's a bit similar to, you know, jazz fans in an earlier era where if Charlie Parker played a slightly different solo, everyone wanted to hear that thing. And that's kind of how it is for a lot of hip-hop fans, where every time a rapper opens his mouth, someone wants a tape of that.
Besides, says Senna, mixtapes are often the only way to stay current on who's feuding with whom in the hip-hop world. 50 Cent and Ja Rule have a long-running feud that's playing out on mixtapes.
Ja, you ain't never lie when the heat wave high, everybody gotta die. As I sit back, relax, cutting cracks, loading gas, I think about these sexy rappers that I wanna clap. I probably go to jail for sending 50 to hell. If I lay banks down, yeah, yo, gonna tell. Fatal will help them write his raps in braille.
Feuds between Tupac and Biggie, Nas and Jay-Z, as well as Eminem and Benzino, have all been fought on mixtapes. Again, hip-hop journalist Jeff Mao.
Certain mixtapes are vehicles for people to send messages back and forth. Eminem, obviously, he's probably the biggest rapper in the world right now. He's not above doing something on a mixtape to retaliate at somebody. He understands the value of that and the importance of that.
Just as important right now is the promotional value of mixtapes, not only for the DJs, but for the performers and the record labels. Some worry that using mixtapes as a marketing tool could co-opt the street cred of mixtapes. Rap promoter Justo Faison isn't worried.
You know, they'll never be able to control the mixtape. It's the last frontier.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
I got my whole city with me. Bangarang gang, north, south, east, west, and we soldiers. Yeah, y'all ain't ready.